Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning. It is April 24th. We are at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
All day long draft talk.
No.
On the Jen and Tim Show.
No.
NFL Draft Round 1 today. Who will the Browns take? 216-343-1021. We will play rounds of offense or defense every hour on the Jen and Tim Show.
No, we will not. We absolutely will not.
The first thing I think of, in all seriousness, and clearly our brother station, 92.3 The Fan, this is what they do. This is not what we will do. We will talk about, or at least report, who they do draft later on tonight. The reason that I mentioned that, obviously, it is a big deal, and you hope that whoever they draft at number two, so at least you know that. Tonight is the first round. They have the second pick. That should be a difference maker for your team. This is as deep as I will get, because a lot of times during a round of Trump 2, I will list, let's say, Nick Chubb, and I will ask you if he's offense or defense, and it's become kind of a playful joke.
So playful. So not stressful at all.
It's more like offense or defense, then the mics come off. Where'd you ask that? Maybe not to that degree. But one of the guys that they're targeting and possibly can pick later on tonight, his last name is Hunter. The reason I mention this, Travis Hunter. The reason I mention this is that he plays both, which never happens.
I don't like
He's
that.
A wide receiver, and he's also a cornerback. So if I were to ask that question, you
actually,
technically can't be wrong.
Actually, that I changed my answer.
You should
I
root
do
for them.
Like that.
You should root for them to draft him.
You'll never ask that question, though. Because
absolutely
it'll be,
not.
Yeah, because you know I would get it right no matter what.
Maybe I'll say offense, defense, or special teams. Maybe that's the way that I'll have to go into.
Not,
that'll be the new kind of twist on
throw
that
throw special teams in there. No.
Before the rain comes, going to be another nice day today. Yesterday was beautiful. I don't know if I'm the only one with a sunburn on my forehead and whatever else. I was outside yesterday. Like, just a light sunburn. A little tender today.
I was at the Guardians game yesterday. I had a hoodie on. I took it off with a tank top underneath, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I should have put sunscreen on my shoulders.
That's also something that maybe we should talk about later.
What?
So if you went to the Guardians game and our afternoon guy, Chase, goes to Cavs games, you guys go to the games and our teams lose, I need you to not go to the games.
I'm sorry.
Because if you went, they lost.
Yeah.
They had beaten the Yankees.
Yeah.
You go, they lose.
Yeah.
Chase, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago. He goes to the game. Cavs lose, which they hardly
I thought
lost.
You meant last night. I'm like,
no,
wait,
no, no,
the
no.
Cavs didn't lose last night.
No, it wasn't last night, but it was a couple of weeks ago. He went, I said, you're banned. You can't go to Rocket Arena.
Yeah.
When you go, the Cavs lose.
Well, don't worry. We got home, and my husband bought tickets to another Guardians game, but this time you only got three.
So maybe
for
it's the U fact.
Boys.
Oh, you were that bad at the game.
I took it as a hint.
Were you asking a lot of questions? Or were you being annoying?
I thought I would. No, and we went. Like,
then why did he get three?
No, what'd you say?
Then why did he get three?
I don't know.
Well, he's
I
not leaving
know.
Max or Noah out, so that
no,
is obvious. You did something.
I must have done something. I thought it was so cool. We were
What's
there.
That? What's that?
We were there
What's
like an
there?
Hour early. Like, we never go that early. We were there right when the gates opened. Saw them like paint the lines on the field. Like, The boys tried to get autographs.
Oh,
because the boys wanted to. It was a really cool experience. I'd never seen all that before.
There's a reason.
It was like nap time, you know, though, because it was. I went straight from work.
It was, you know. That sounds fun.
Yeah, so I understand
so much
why
you're not invited back.
Right.
Let's get to this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
People were trying to get me to slip hints yesterday when you weren't here.
They were?
Yeah.
And
I thought.
No,
I didn't. But I really, really wanted us to have a winner while you were gone.
Why would you drop hints?
Well, because someone asked me to. I think it was Cameron on Facebook was like, you know what you should do? Because I kept saying on the air, oh, Tim's not here. We got to get it. And then it'll be over. But we didn't. So it continues.
He's a dead. He's a guy. His name in the envelope. He continues. Also later on the show, we'll find out the real reason Jen's not invited back to Progressive Field. I cannot wait. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Was Jen giving away, was Jen giving hints yesterday when I was off for this?
I didn't hear hints.
I didn't give
early
hints.
Morning crew, unite! Let me know. 216-343-1021. Do you have a guest today?
I love this game.
Thank you very much for saying that.
And I agree that we need to change it up next time and make it a girl.
Okay, dead girl in the envelope.
Oh,
dead
yeah,
gal.
That's what our caller said that yesterday when you were off, okay. That we should switch it next time.
Okay,
right?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I understand we can do that. That makes sense.
But what about this round? Do you have a guess? Let's end this.
My sweet Lord, George Harrison.
Oh, it's not. I wish it was.
That's a good song.
Yeah, we appreciate the guest, though, which means it continues tomorrow morning. Dead guy in an envelope on Star 102.
I love this game.
Me too.
Are you starting to replay that? Yeah, I know you do.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
That's great. That's good.
That's what she said. I was just echoing that. No winner today, by the way. Just letting you know if you happen to tune in now, early morning crew. No winner today.
No winner today. Shocker.
I love this game.
And you know what's great about that, Tim? At least you're getting some support. I think in the year and a half, and maybe over now, that we have played this game.
Oh, it's definitely under. Definitely under. We started in January.
All
we're
right,
only
fine.
In April.
We're just the second round. Since we started this game over a year ago in January, 2024 January, and we've played two rounds of this game only because that's how long it takes. I think you've had roughly three people say they like this game. So that's great. Congratulations. What, four?
Closer.
Five.
It's all right. It's okay.
Okay.
We appreciate the guests.
It continues.
Guess what?
If you listen to the Jen and Tim show tomorrow, guess what we're going to do at this time.
And everybody knows. Early morning crew knows.
They do.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So we all have items on our to-do list that we've been putting off for months, maybe years. The chores that you just don't want to do, they seem so dreadful and they, you know, feel like they'll take forever and you just don't want to get involved. Well, there is a woman on TikTok who is going viral for trying to help out with this. Her name's Christine and she makes content with a super simple concept. She just times herself to see how long her most dreaded, most procrastinated tasks take when she finally forces herself to do them. Her videos have gone viral and she makes them while wearing, like, she'll be wearing like a Snuggie with sunglasses, like very casual, chill outfits to make it feel more real. I feel like a lot of these organizers on TikTok seem so put together and fancy and elevated that it doesn't seem realistic. She just looks like your average mom, and then she films herself to her nearly 300,000 followers that she's gained because in this video, she decides to clean her pantry, which she admits she's been putting off for a full year, and it turns out it only took her 27 minutes to bring it back from the chaos it was. In another, she finally makes a dentist appointment she's been avoiding for 3 years.
Could you relate to that?
And it only took her 9 minutes. And that's how I felt. I've been pushing it off, and I finally called. And it was so quick.
It's not a big deal. I don't know. Once you get past that, like if you have the fear of calling, once they actually answer the phone and you find out that they're, you know, nice individuals on the other side of the phone, the actual process of making the appointment is not a big deal. Especially if your availability is there and you don't have a limited window.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal.
A quick, easy task. And, you know, you say she wears like the Snuggie and sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I happened to come across that pantry video. And what I love about it, too, is it's realistic in the fact that the pantry is an absolute mess, particularly the floor area. Mm-hmm. And when she does reorganize it, it's not like all of these crazy, like Khloe Kardashian level bins and labels and all that. I mean, it's very organized. It's neatly done, but I feel like it looks like a regular pantry.
It makes sense. Yeah. It's not overdone in it.
Yeah.
In her. And it's not like she's going from a, I feel like some of these celebrities, like, oh, my pantry's a mess, and it's like two things misplaced.
Right.
Yeah.
People, a lot of the comments are saying she's the more relatable Marie Kondo. If you know who she is, she went famous. She's like viral for her organizing videos that are the very, like, her socks are all rolled up individually. In her
drawer. That's a one off.
Yes.
I feel like you would do that one time the way she did. And then never look like that. Again, the cleansing, that was a good idea. But then, like you said, it's not.
She had a whole method.
So she had kiddos and everything else. Right. You're messing everything up. Like, you got to keep it real, which is the one of the positive things of this.
Someone else said that they paid their taxes early because of her, and they avoided late fees by not procrastinating. And it only took her 5 minutes.
Please tell me you're following her. Because two of these three, at the very, very least, are right up your alley. Taxes and also phone calls
to a
dentist.
I have a pantry I've been wanting to clean out.
Are you going to do it and time yourself? You should. And then we'll like speed up a video of you like quickly organizing your pantry. That would be so fun.
We'll guess how long it takes you.
Yes.
I mean, it's a small pantry. I feel like it's only going to take 15 minutes. But the idea of it is just
feels cumbersome.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's it's a lot. That's
please
great.
Do this. Please, Stevie, please.
We'll see.
She won't even commit. She's like,
I'll do it spring cleaning. I'll do it like, you know, when I get back from vacation.
Bragger. All right, Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Going back to Stevie on the socials, I would almost be afraid of what I would find in the pantry cleaning that out. Like, how old are some of those graham crackers that are sitting in there from when Izzy was little?
I'm not trying
to be disgusting.
Really?
But I bet it's one of those.
No,
if I really went, because the way it's designed, I mean, just in our particular house, we have this cupboard up top that when the boys were little, who are now 19 and 17, not little, but that was the cupboard where I could put my snacks that they couldn't reach. And I remember my wife saying, you want to have this cupboard where they can't reach with the snacks that they can't touch? I said, that doesn't make any sense. That was a genius move.
Oh, yes. You got to have a hiding spot.
You have to have the hiding spot. My daughter is tall for her age. She can already reach all the hiding spots. There is nothing there. But I thought to myself, as she's doing that story, if I reach back there and really went through that I would,
maybe you're the one that needs the spring clean and we need to take a video of you and speed that up to see how long it takes you to clean the pantry.
It might be the case. What's up? Even just that one shelf behind the, you know, like all the crackers and things that I like to grab and that type of thing, whatever's behind there.
The old stuff just keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. Yeah, that's.
See what that morphed into.
It's gross.
I have some snacks in the back that actually are no longer available. They stopped making some.
They were discontinued in 2012.
What the heck, where did you get this from? I'm going to tell you about this vintage snack, and it's somehow still all right.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Temperatures near 80 degrees today and mainly dry. Some chance of a thunderstorms creeping up tomorrow. First boarding pass of the day coming up at 9:22. Your chance for you, your entire family, family of four heading out of here, heading down to Orlando Caribe Royale, an all-suite resort. Make sure you're listening for as many boarding passes as you can. We'll have your first at 9:22.
I always get I'm very delighted that Fox 8 occasionally will ask me to join their broadcast, and they did that yesterday. And I especially love it when they say, hey, we want to blindside your brother. So my brother, Joe Tuohy, is an anchor at Fox 8 News. He anchors the 7 o'clock news, and sometimes he'll come in where Natalie and Gabe or Tracy and Lou are hosting the news, and he'll do like a trending report. So I get this text yesterday from one of the producers that said, hey, your brother's going to come in and do the trending report. And one of the stories is the headline is, if you grew up arguing with your sibling, it probably made you smarter. So they said, Joe is going to come on TV with Natalie and Gabe, and he's going to do this story. And we're going to ask him if he argued with you. And then we're going to have you on the phone. Like, surprise him. He won't know you're going to be there.
Oh, so he didn't even know.
He didn't know I was going to be there. And then every time I'm asked that, I'm like, do I need to give him a heads up? And I'm like, nah, I'm not. Because they've had me do something like this before. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give him a heads up. I'm not going to give him a prep. So I knew this early in the day, and it happened. It was 5:38 last night, though. They said they were going to call me. So I had to prepare. I had to prepare arguments. I'm like, what did Joey and I argue about growing up? Because there's a 12-year age difference between us. It's a big one. So I came prepared, and I said, you know what? I argued that tater tots are better than french fries, because they are. I argued that my mom's best meal she makes is her spaghetti, because it is. And then, of course, I said the west side is the best side in Cleveland. Those are my three arguments. And he really didn't have much of a comeback. I mean, he said my mom's beef sandwiches are better. I mean, whatever. I didn't want to play all the audio of this. You can watch the video on the Jen and Tim Show socials. However, you will not believe what my brother brought up live on television last night to retort at me. Live on television with Gabe, with Natalie, and I'm sitting there, and I cannot believe he won't let go of it. He will not let this go. And of course, it's all about the Jen and Tim Show.
Oh, I love this. But I mean, to be fair, he was blindsided. So, you know.
Of course you love this.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show.
So I got to go on Fox 8 News last night. My brother, who is an anchor there, was doing a trending report about sibling rivalry and how the story was that, you know, when you argue with your siblings, it makes you smarter when you're older. So they had me blindside him and come on the air. And I presented to him arguments that we have argued over the years. Mom's spaghetti, which he doesn't think is her best meal, which is crazy to me. Tater tots being better than fries, and how the west side is the best side. So, of course, he really didn't have much of a retort to that. Right up until the end of this interview, and Natalie and Gabe were so great about it. They were laughing along. They thought it was cute, whatever. Natalie said she likes fries better than tots as well, which, you know, argument. But then Joe Tuohy, my brother, brings this up.
And she does a thing on her show, Trump Tuohy, where it's like a trivia thing. And if you could call that an argument, I did win the last time.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you brought that up again.
Zinger.
He's trying to hold on to any morsel he has, Jen.
I need something. I'm grasping at straws here.
See how sharp you both are. Now you're better people because of the quickness in the argument.
It's all for our cognitive development. And yeah.
Thank you.
I can't believe we're doing that.
Star 102, Jen Tuohy. Yay!
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Jen Tuohy.
Tell Tim we said hey.
There's my man.
Gabe, yeah, they were happy to give us a shout out here on the Jen and Tim Show. And I think they were happy that Joey was really, he was really thrown by it all. I think, you know, because he didn't know what to say there, because they asked him, and you can watch this whole segment. It's posted on the Jen and Tim Show social pages. They asked him while I was on the phone listening, did you argue with your sister growing up? And he kind of launched into how he argued a little bit more with my brother. So He was definitely thrown, but it really was a lot of fun. So thanks to Fox 8 for having me. And anytime you want to blindside my brother, I'm into it.
The first nine callers, it needs to be an odd number. The first nine callers, French fries or tater tots? Let's get this done right now.
Oh, it's tots.
That's not tots. That's
you're going fries on that?
Because it's the right call.
You are with my, you're with my
tots
brother.
Tots aren't even available in most places.
I know, which is ridiculous. They should be.
Because they're a breakfast, you know, because they would, if they could serve fries at breakfast, they would. So they just serve
tots. Tots are not a breakfast food. Tots are far
yes,
superior.
They are. Who's having tots at night? Nobody. Tots.
Everybody. I would never think, you know what? It's time for, it's breakfast time. Let's have a tater tot.
What's a tater tot at night?
With like a
it's
burger
bizarre.
Or something.
No.
That is not bizarre.
When is that available? Where is the tot available with a burger?
As a matter of fact, at Cocky's Bagels.
Oh.
I just went there for lunch a couple weeks ago. And
that doesn't
I got
seem
the fries.
Like that's at night.
You know why? Well, it was lunch. It wasn't breakfast. Oh.
Seems closer to breakfast.
Got the fries, and I saw the lady next to me with tots, and I was so mad I didn't know tots was an option.
Fries or tots. Star 102, good morning. Fries, French fries or tater tots?
Unfortunately, Jen, French fries.
Ah, yeah. Oh, jeez.
It's even close. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots?
French fries.
French fries. Hands
yikes.
Down. All right, going to keep this going. French fries or tater tots? That's just two. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots?
Tater tots.
There you go.
Yes.
There's one. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots?
Tater tots all the way.
There you
That's
go.
That's right. That's right.
2-2. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots?
French fries all the way.
French fries. It's 3-2. Thank you. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots?
French fries.
All right. We've
oh,
got
boy.
4-2 so far. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots? Which one are you going with?
Good morning. I'm going with the tots. Love yes. you, Jen.
Love you back. Love the tots. Thank you.
Star 102, good morning. Are you going French fries or are you going tater tots?
French fries.
There you go. French fries. So we got 5-3 right now. All right. Star 102, good morning. French fries or tater tots?
Tater tots.
Oh, this is close.
The tots are the best.
5-4. I fall on the French fries side of the tots argument. Fries or tots? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. We were talking a little bit about this off the air. It's been years now, but Chef Hodge, he had a food truck back in the day, local chef, and it was totally based off of tater tots and, you know, brisket on top of these tater tots and everything else. And it was unbelievable. So. Not the tots are bad. I just think if I had to pick one or the other, I would just go.
You're going
team fries.
Fries.
That's all.
Yeah. I'm a tot person. So you say you like fries. Cameron actually sent you a message specifically on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. It says tots are far superior. Tim, come out to Oberlin, 20 minutes from Menor.
Yeah.
And I'll treat you to the Fev. F-E-V-E.
Sounds
the
sus.
Fev. It's guaranteed to change
hey, what's
your mind.
The Fev. I'm not going to Oberlin
know.
For the Fev. This is like a horror movie.
I don't know. What's F-E-V-E?
Tim's never been heard of again. I don't know, listener Cameron. He listens all the time and DMs us. Seems very nice. He invited me to the Fev, and Tim was never seen again. It's like some M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I don't know. It says the Fev.
In a world in Oberlin.
I don't know.
He was invited for tots and met the Fev.
I don't think I'm going to do that, Cameron. I love you, brother, but I don't think I'm going to go see the Fev. Wait, what? Hold on. Let me DM.
I don't know.
What?
Look it up.
Is the Fev.
And I just want to mention, Melissa says loaded tots. Stephanie says tots. Sandy says tater tots. But then Amy says shoestring fries. Oh, you're messaging him.
Yes,
Amy
what is says, the Fev? I have to ask him.
Shoestring fries are greater than tots or greater than steak fries. So thank you, everyone, for the comments. Oh, Rick Grain also says tots. Thank you, Rick.
There you
we
go.
We love you. And thank
can't
you.
Can't say you love you
it.
Just because you agree with you. You have to love the people that love the fries, too. Angelo, thank you for the DM that you love fries. I love you in that mustache. See, is that better?
What? what?
Best burgers you ever. Oh, somebody what? Just said it's the best burgers you ever had.
So, the Fev?
The Fev.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.